This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America on the Genesis Communications Network. GCNlive.com is their website. By the way, we also get to broadcast on several of the selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest radio markets in America. Hello to Denver. Haven't said hello to KNUS in Denver in a while, but hello to Denver. Love you guys and girls up there. And, of course, we also broadcast around the world via the Internet on the stream. We're streaming at GCNlive.com, and most of the radio stations all have Internet streams as well. Now, if you don't want to download an app and listen to the show, you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go down towards the bottom of the webpage, and you'll see a link. All you do is click on that link, and voila, you are listening to the program. Don't have to download anything. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the third watch right now, the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the FedEx and UPS drivers, the bulk mail center haulers delivering the mail all over the place, and, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling gas, diesel, and jet fuel and other petroleum products so that we can get on down the road. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch radio show page on Facebook, and we're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter as at Captain's America, and our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and check out all the different things we have to offer, including direct links to our guests on the program, which would also include the professor of politics out there in California, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
And by the way, it got a little cooler here at the airport. How about that? It's the first time we've seen the temperatures down below 80 in a while. And thank you very much, gang. It's 78 degrees right now, so that's a refreshing change to all these, you know, sultry mornings that we've had over here.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, we're holding steady at 66 degrees here.
All right. Well, yeah, but you're still going to be warm today, right?
Yeah, it's actually going to start warming up a lot in Southern California.
You'll be out working hard in the potato fields, right?
You got that right. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And to anybody that doesn't like us saying the pledge, I have two words to say to them. You ready?
Sure.
Stick it.
Okay.
Yep, stick it. Because we're going to say the pledge come hell or high water until we can't say it anymore. So there you go. Now, Mr. Kyle, we need to branch out a little bit here and talk about something that's going on at in Hawaii. It seems now that Maui County is suing the utility company, Hawaii Power, I believe is the name of the company, over the fires, alleging negligence on the part of Hawaii Power by not taking care of some of these lines that were in danger of coming down anyway, and some of the poles that also snapped.
Well, that's right. According to the plaintiff here, they're saying that the utility company knew that there would be high winds, or that high winds essentially would topple over power poles, knock down power lines, and ignite vegetation, according to the lawsuit. Defendants also knew that if their overhead electrical equipment ignited a fire, it would spread at a critically rapid rate. So this is what the lawsuit is alleging, and certainly as they go through discovery, if they find documents or if they find where people were warning them of this or they had internal investigations that showed that tragedy could really happen if they didn't do things or maintain things in a certain way, then it's a very, very big deal.
Now, we're getting some conflicting stories about this plane that went down with the mercenary leader on board, reportedly on board, and the Wagner Group founder on board, reportedly again on board, according to the manifest anyway. They've not confirmed the identities yet because I guess they were pretty well burnt to a crisp, so now they're going to have to do DNA and whatnot. But it's not surprising that we're hearing about this because Putin vowed to get even with these guys that went after him, right?
Well, yes, it was certainly a very bizarre sort of time when suddenly they made some deal as Yevgeny Prigozhin's group, basically his troops were heading towards Moscow. They were able to turn them around and send them to Belarus. But we do have a report, though, Captain, saying Russian President Vladimir Putin has sent his condolences to the family of Yevgeny Prigozhin on Thursday, which broke his silence basically after this plane went down.
Well, they were supposedly friends and acquaintances for a number of years, but here's the other thing. We're hearing that the Russian government is saying there was apparently an explosion on board the plane, although we've heard from some intel analysts that they're saying it was a missile that hit the plane without any proof of any type. And we're hearing from our own military that, oh, no, there wasn't. There was some type of catastrophic failure. There was no missile. That's not just not true. So I don't know what's going on, but I guess we'll have to just keep listening, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Hold that thought, my friend. Okay, folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Mr. Jeff, your turn.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
And you know, I wasn't even thinking about September 11th until I heard that, but September 11th is coming up. And for those of you down in Sarasota, I will be speaking at the Sarasota National Cemetery on September 11th, the morning of, at about 8:30 in the morning, there at the amphitheater that they have set up down there. It'll be well attended. They're honoring first responders. They're honoring military that served during people that joined the military and whatnot because of September 11th, and I will be the featured speaker there. I'm honored to be a part of that. I'll be in my uniform, so I'll be recognizable in that sense. And let's put it this way. I'll be the guy with the white hat on. How's that? I'll be the guy with the white hat on. But this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a part of my daily integrated health plan. I take a packet every morning when I get up, and I take it with my breakfast, whenever that might happen to be. Sometimes it's breakfast, sometimes it's brunch, sometimes it's lunch, but that's my first meal, and that's when you should take it. Always take it with a meal, so it starts working that way and helps you out right off the bat. Now, this is drug-free, 100% drug-free. It has an all-natural agreement ingredient package of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which will go right straight to the source of the problem and lower or even eliminate the pain and the swelling and the discomfort and inflammation that you're in right off the bat. That's what it's been able to do for me for quite a while. Now, once in a while, I'll aggravate my foot or my ankle more so that where I'll have to hit a second shot of the Relief Factor, say maybe at my next meal, which would be lunch or an afternoon meal or something, whatever. But if I do, I do. But I'll tell you what, after I do that, if I was having a problem, I don't have it anymore. Normally, the first dosage that I take, which is four convenient little capsules in a individual packet, take care of it. So that's normally what happens. Now, 100% drug-free, go to the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. It's $19.95. They also have vitamins there. I take their B12, I take their C, and I take their D3, and they have other things there that you might want to take a look at as well. And again, you can save quite a bit of money compared to the over-the-counter stuff at the drugstore and all that stuff. So there you go. But in the words of Kyle Warren, who likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Give it a shot. ReliefFactor.com/captain. $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. That's ReliefFactor.com/captain. Well, Mr. Kyle, the Asian penalty in college admissions is still here. I'll explain. That's even without affirmative action. Researchers have analyzed almost 700,000 college applications from white and Asian students and found that admissions at selective colleges rewarded privileged applicants who are disproportionately white or writes the race and policy reporter from Vox News. Now, this is kind of interesting because this was all supposed to go away, right?
Well, that's right. I think with the Supreme Court, right, they talked about the college admissions couldn't use any kind of discrimination. Yeah.
Well, they're still doing it. I don't know if they have a certain period of time to comply or what the deal is, but according to this, they're still doing it.
Well, very interesting. I think most Americans, of course, don't approve of quotas or these kinds of things, and so definitely will be interesting to see what happens next.
And something else that Joe Biden did, he backdoored the student loan relief plan. Remember when the Supreme Court stepped in about that, too?
That's right, yes.
Well, you can save because Biden's new income-based repayment plan could significantly bring down your monthly payments when they resume. Here, I believe, in September. And he apparently hornswoggled that around a little bit to where he's made it easier for people to backdoor the plan or the decision, if you will, of the court.
Well, and they politically, they have to find a way to do something because otherwise they're leaving all of those potential young voters high and dry, as it were, after promising the sun, moon, and stars, knowing full well, by the way, that they could never really deliver. They just wanted to get the votes.
Now, the Ukrainian pilots that we talked about that are learning how to fly the F-16 planes are learning how to fly, and they're learning how to fly in a country other than where we were told they were going to begin with. Where is it that they're training at?
Well, it looks like they're going to be training in the United States. But first, the first thing that they're going to have to do is they're going to receive an English language training in the month of September, this according to a Pentagon spokesman. And then they're going to train several pilots and dozens of aircraft maintenance crews are going to be trained. So we don't know the timetable of when they would actually deploy to Ukraine, but the Russians have made it absolutely abundantly clear that they will see this as a major development and escalation in the war.
Well, the Chinese have made something abundantly clear, and that is they don't want any more seafood from Japan after the Fukushima nuclear plant started to dump its wastewater into the ocean.
Well, that's exactly right. China is now banning seafood from Japan, according to customs authorities, that they announced that on Thursday. The ban starts immediately and will affect any imports of what they call aquatic products. So this includes seafood, of course.
Now, Iran and Saudi Arabia are amongst six nations set to join with China and Russia in the BRICS economic bloc. What's that all about?
Well, that's right. So you've got, as you said, Iran, Saudi Arabia. This is basically, of course, strengthening
China and Russia, right?
China and Russia. That's
and who, are,
right.
the, and who are the other two? There's six.
United Arab Emirates, Argentina, Egypt, Ethiopia also are set to enter into BRICS starting in this coming January 2024. The current members that are there are Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. This is where we get that little acronym, right? BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. So this will make it an 11-nation bloc.
Hmm.
Okay. And so basically, of course, this is, like an alternative, economic coalition that's being built up. And, of course, China and Russia being there, it's not going to end well in terms of where all this might go and the effect that it might have on the United States and its influence.
Sounds like you'll have a little bit of clout behind them. Now, North Korea is vowing overwhelming and preemptive action after the Camp David summit between the U.S., South Korea, and Japan. They did not care for the end result.
Well, that's right. North Korea is talking about the idea. They're not going to tolerate military hostile acts against our, meaning North Korea, state. And it would take an overwhelming and preemptive action to respond to this meeting, basically. So bluster from North Korea, that's for sure. And when you get that much bluster, Captain, it means you really hit a nerve somewhere.
Well, he just fired his military commander within the last two or three weeks. I'm talking about little old Mr. Monster there in North Korea. And I don't know where that's going to go, but apparently this had something to do with it.
I believe so. That's right. And, of course, they're in such a bad way, just in the general state of affairs, but definitely trying to throw some of their weight around and try to terrify people. But, Captain, eventually, I think, like all of these kinds of regimes, they're destined to fall.
Now, I'm going to tease something that we're going to talk about when we come back after the bottom of the hour break here. A lot of things weren't discussed at the debate, and one of the things they didn't talk about enough, they mentioned it briefly, but they didn't really get into it, and that was what they were going to do about inflation. I know oil was mentioned a couple of different times, that if we get the price of our oil down and become self-sufficient again, everything will kind of fall into place, which is basically a true statement, but they didn't explain really how they were going to do that, did they?
No, and as a matter of fact, didn't the Biden administration announce they banned more or, curtailed more millions of acres or some
such right.
thing, large areas for any kind of drilling?
That's right, because they don't want the country to be able to come back and from its energy problem that we've had that he created and put people to work and do a lot of different things. But, it's gonna happen. Whether he wants it or not, it's going to happen. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're going off on break. I'm going to bring Kathy in. She's going to take us to our break. And we'll be back with more right after this bottom of the hour break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. The effort to find the remains of wildfire victims in Maui is expanding to the harbor area. Dozens of people jumped into the ocean to flee the fast-moving flames on August 8th. Authorities believe multiple people died in the water, likely because of exhaustion and breathing in heavy smoke. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows is surrendering to authorities in the Georgia election case. NBC's Ken Delanian says Meadows and Jeffrey Clark today were booked on charges brought against them by local prosecutors for their alleged role in schemes to overturn the 2020 election results in the state.
Both have had bonds set for them at $100,000, and that came after a federal judge blocked separate requests by both men for an emergency stay to prevent their arrest in this case.
Former President Trump will be surrendering to authorities in Georgia this evening. Dave Collins, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we're going to fire it up again with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. So, Mr. Kyle, let's bring you back into this mix here, and good morning again, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, the interview that Donald Trump had about a week ago with Tucker Carlson was played the night of the debate at the same time, correct?
That's right, yes.
And the thing about the number of views that it had seen were, you could go back multiple times, and every time you went back, you would be counted again. Now, some of the polls that they have won't do that. They only count you one time because they recognize your IP address and all that. But the 46-minute conversation amassed, as of last night, some 230 million views. 230 million views. Now, 75 million views came in with the first 20 minutes of the interview on the night of the debate. That is just absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, it's really, it's out of this world. I mean, that's I mean, can you imagine that kind of feedback and response? And I do think, Captain, I think a lot of people are wanting to hear what Donald Trump has to say in light of not just that he got indicted in one place, let's say, but he's got indicted now in, what, four different places, essentially. He's facing all these different charges, and I think people see it as a piling on. And even just out of curiosity, they want to hear what he has to say about that stuff.
Well, make no mistake about it, it is indeed piling on, and it is indeed politicizing and weaponizing the Department of Justice and all these different charges that they've pardoned upon, trumped up. But I really feel that he's going to be able to beat a lot of this. However, there's one or two charges in there that kind of make me think that maybe he might have a little problem. But getting back to the debate, there were some things that Americans wanted to hear about, because the latest Economist YouGov survey had 25% of the Americans saying that inflation was the top concern for Americans, and it was barely even talked about.
Yes, that was kind of a glaring thing. I mean, they did talk about energy to some degree, drilling for oil, being energy independent, but the dots really weren't connected per se about how that really impacts the price of goods and services.
Well, 84% of the Republicans that were polled in this survey said that they strongly disapprove of Biden on the issue of inflation, and even Biden only gets a 24% approval by the Democrats on his rating on inflation, with a 64% disapproval rate from Democrats.
Well, exactly right. And I think that most people across the highways and byways, Captain, they don't appreciate this notion that, well, we're just living in a new normal. Everything's expensive. It's getting more expensive. Oh, and guess what? Your wages just aren't going to increase commensurate with the increase in goods and services.
Well, when things are going up monthly, the wages aren't going to go up monthly. It just doesn't work that way. They get an annual raise, if they get one at all, and that's it, period, end of story, because the companies usually have to add that into the cost of their product, right?
Well, that's right. And then what are people's alternatives? In many cases, it's get another job, you know, get a second job,
now,
or a third job.
New claims for unemployment benefits declined. Jobless claims show no signs of cooling off the labor market. And we heard the other day that the numbers were going to be changed, that they had figured it wrong by, what, 306,000 or something like
that? That's correct. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Okay, so that's going to be reflected here in one of these things. Now, do you ever go to Subway?
Yeah, on occasion, sure.
Well, the Subway sandwich chain announced that it has agreed to be bought by a private equity firm.
Yeah, that's what we hear. So obviously, and I think that's a family, I think, that owns it at this point. Definitely they've got the, of course, the individual franchisees, I'm sure. I don't know how this deal would affect them per se.
That must mean that Jared has been retired for good, and some of the football players and basketball players that were buying Subs have been retired for good, I guess.
Yeah, I think Jared got retired a long time ago for various reasons, yeah.
Well, he also got himself arrested here.
That's right. That's what I mean. Exactly. That's right.
And by the way, when it comes to mortgage applications, they're down at a near 30-year low right now, which is not good. That's showing some bad signs for the economy.
Well, it is. And, you know, I'm glad you mentioned it, Captain, because that's actually something the GOP candidates need to speak to, especially where the younger voters are concerned, because they need to feel like they're going to be able to buy a home at some point. And many young people right now don't think they're going to be able to own anything or build wealth the way that their parents or their grandparents did.
Now, remember the Bud Light campaign issue with the transgender disaster that they put in place?
Right.
Well, that public relations firm fired all the workers that had something to do with that.
I'm not surprised. You know, I'm not surprised. It was an absolute fiasco.
I'm not surprised either, but, you know, why did it take so long?
Well, I think to some degree they think that they can weather it. They want to see where it's going and so forth. But now it's been long enough, and it's not going away anytime soon.
All right, I'll see if I can get this in. Whirlpool was fined $11.5 million by the U.S. agency over hazardous cooktops.
Well, that's right. It's being said by the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission that they failed to report that its glass cooktops could turn on by themselves, could cause burns or, of course, or even fire hazards.
And the Gap is reporting another period of declining sales across all brands and is warning of uncertain consumer consequences, which means I guess they're going to be laying off people and shutting some stores. That's what everybody else seems to be doing.
Well, 8% sales drop is nothing to sneeze at, right? And it's part and parcel, again, of inflation, and people have to make choices of what they're going to be able to spend their money on. A lot of that now is rent, mortgage, food, gas, right?
Yeah, and Apple, that likes to make computers and phones, has backed the California Right to Repair bill in a major policy shift. Apparently, they were against this at one time.
Well, that's right. The idea that Apple was really opposing what they call a right to repair, but now they say that the provisions are in place now where it can support what they call expanded consumer repair access. So I suppose that means you could get your iPhone repaired other than perhaps sending it to Apple.
Now, the San Francisco mayor, London Breed, has blasted the homeless coalition, which has held the city hostage for decades. Now, it takes two to tango. What's the city done to help themselves with that? Nothing that I know of.
Well, right. Well, San Francisco, of course, I think they're, you know, what do they call it? They call it like a doom spiral or something like that. And I think these are desperate times, calls for desperate measures, but it may be too little too late in San Francisco right now because it is spinning out of control. So now suddenly here comes London Breed, who's been criticized like you wouldn't believe, I think for good reason. Here she comes with this, okay, well, now we've got to do something about the homeless camps and so forth. You know, where were you 2 years ago, you know, about all this stuff?
I don't know. Where were you?
Well, but again, you know, you see a decline in a major American city, and San Francisco's always been a little offbeat, and that actually was part of the charm, you know, when you go to San Francisco and visit and see all the historical places and the Golden Gate, all that stuff. But now it's just you don't want to go there for obvious reasons.
Well, it was a long time ago when my wife and I went to San Francisco just to kind of take a look-see at what was over there because we had my aunt and my uncle that lived up in Napa, California, so we stopped off on the way to Napa. I think we spent about a day there. But to make a long story short, there were no problems like what you see today, and this was probably 30 years ago or thereabouts. There were no problems at all. Everything was fine. The people were great. But, boy, did that go downhill quick.
Yep.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and Kyle Warren, too, as we do our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years.
60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
We'll be right back.
on years ago at a live concert in Donington, England. That's AC/DC, 31 years ago. Sound just like it was yesterday, Kyle.
Well, that's right. Yeah, AC/DC, one of a kind.
All right, well, take it away. Tell us what's going on out west with the weather.
All right, Captain, we're checking out the weather here out west. Of course, we continue with those excessive heat watches. This happens down, of course, in South Arizona. If you're in Phoenix or Tucson, you got excessive heat watches. That's going to trail on over into Southern California, through Blythe, over towards Indio and Palm Springs, and a little farther south down near Brawley and the border with Mexico. So be careful there. Las Vegas, of course, looks like they've cleared out a lot of that rain that came in, and what dramatic footage, of course, of the water just pouring into Harrah's casino there on the strip.
Yeah,
and
hello to our listeners at KDON 101.5 in Las Vegas.
That's right, 101.5. Mm-hmm. And we've got continued air quality alerts in Southern Oregon. This, of course, has to do with the wildfires that are in that area. Fire weather watches go up through Seattle, pretty much hugging Interstate 5. We continue aerial flood watch near Cheyenne, Wyoming, down through Fort Collins and Denver. So be careful out there.
Okay, I'm going to start with the rain report here because it's few and far between, and I'll tell you where the showers are. Mostly up to the north, up around the Great Lakes. Now, up there in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, you've got rain up there tonight. Duluth, you're going to get a little bit of rain there. There's a possibility of some showers in the northern part of Wisconsin tonight as well. Coming over to Ohio and from about Toledo all the way to Erie, Pennsylvania, along I-80, I-90. You'll have rain there right along the lake, and it'll be down about 35, 40 miles south from I-90 and I-80. And you'll have some flooding right there just north of Columbus, Ohio. So going up towards Toledo, up I-75, it's raining pretty hard. There's going to be some flooding in the low-level areas there. In addition, the western part of Pennsylvania tonight, from the West Virginia line up through Pittsburgh, just east of Pittsburgh, on up there towards the mountains, further up the line, almost up to Erie, following I-79 up through there. You've got some flooding conditions there. Up in the Poconos, just south of Binghamton, north of Wilkes-Barre on I-81, got some flooding that's been happening there. Got some fog up and down the coast, Maine, and a little bit around all the way down to Long Island, looks like Long Island, and then up there around Massachusetts, and then coming on down to where the heat's going to be the problem. You got a lot of high temperatures and high heat warnings today, starting out with the eastern half of Kansas, to include Kansas City, all of Missouri, the southern half, pardon me, of Illinois, the southern half of Indiana, southern part of Iowa, and then moving into Tennessee, the western half of Tennessee, to include Memphis, on down to Georgia, the western half of Georgia, on down to Alabama, all the way to the Gulf of Mexico, Mississippi, same thing, all the way to the Gulf of Mexico, Louisiana, same thing, all the way to the Gulf of Mexico, Arkansas, pretty much entrailed in 100-degree temperatures, and then Texas, again, Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, San Antonio, Austin, Texarkana, all 100-degree-plus temperatures, and the high heat will come all the way over into Florida, all the way over towards Tallahassee. The temperatures in the upper 90s feels like 100-plus. And, of course, Georgia, the central part of Georgia, to include Atlanta, where it got pretty hot last night, I guess, with the former president being there. Kyle? Tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, please.
All right, folks, you can find out all about Pilot and Flying J travel centers. They're all over the United States, and there's a reason for that. They're the largest operator of travel centers in the United States of America. Go to pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function to find the location nearest you. Check out all their amenities. That's pilotflyingj.com.
All right, hold the thought there. We've got a caller that's been hanging on patiently. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, caller. You there? Okay, that caller's not there, but we got Denise Simon on the line, so let's go over to Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, now I want to ask you a question here. North Korea has once again used a bunch of bluster, vowing overwhelming and preemptive action after the Camp David summit between the U.S., South Korea, and Japan. So what are they making noise about this time?
Well, you know, they want to be in the discussion because of the summit that happened between Japan and South Korea at Camp David. So I would say we can call it bluster, but, I mean, Kim Jong-un is very unpredictable, and he does have missiles. Nobody's paying a lot of attention to him of late to necessarily see what advances that he's made. This particularly puts, I think, both countries at, you know, a higher threat level. So many of the missiles that he has launched has come close to Japan's airspace in the Sea of Japan. So I wouldn't call it bluster. But then again, you know, Tony Blinken and the Pentagon, you know, they seem all dismissive. I don't, you know, we can't be dismissing anything. We're just monitoring until things are necessarily too late. You know, we ought to take, I would say, proactive measures to deal with North Korea and, you know, any other building adversaries of the United States.
All right, Kyle, got about a minute. Go ahead and ask your question.
All right, well, good morning, Denise.
Morning.
All right, so, you know, this may seem a little odd, but China, of course, has now banned seafood coming in from Japan. They're worried about the water release from Fukushima. Is this going to be a long-term issue forever, or is
it
going
to
be short-lived?
I have no clue. I think that, you know, China's being defiant to anybody that's a friend of the United States, and Japan is. You know, I think if we started to collect all the things that our adversaries are doing and put them on, a big, huge table here, we would see a very different picture of things. North Korea, China, Russia, Iran, Venezuela, I mean, you know, Ecuador is now kind of in play. I think we have a very, I mean, that was one of the first things I thought when I put my feet on the floor this morning as I got out of bed. It's terrifying to me that we don't have a national security apparatus.
Okay, hold that thought. Hold that thought. You're going to get cut off. We'll continue it on the other side of the break. Coming up here, the news, top of the hour news. Your station's get a chance to pay some bills, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.